What's up, guys? What's going on? I'm Paul. This is Pauline Theology's Daily Devotional, as well as Trust in Jesus Ministries. And we are going through the Jacob, Laban, and his wives saga, Rachel and Leah. And we have come to the point in time where it is time for him to go. It's really time to go. We talked about him leaving last time, but he stayed, kept some wages, let Laban talk him into it again, I guess. But this time it's over with, man. After having all of the riches come to him because of God's favor, then, yeah, some stuff's going to pop off. So go ahead and read Genesis 31, 1 through 16. If you haven't, stop the tape, check it out, see what it's got to say. Come back and we'll answer the four questions. If you've already checked it out, man, let's go ahead and dive in. The first question is, what's going on? Like, what's been written? What's being said? Like, what's happening in the story? Well, it says that Jacob heard the grumblings of the sons of Laban, man. They're like, dude, they're talking amongst each other, but they were like, Jacob got rich, man, and he got rich off our father. So the implications or the idea is that Jacob's stealing all their money. You know what I'm saying? What will they have to be able to inherit if Jacob's getting it all? And so whenever Jacob heard that, man, he was afraid of Laban, man. And he noticed, I guess, whenever he was passing by seeing Laban and stuff, that Laban wasn't looking at him the same way he had when they first met. You remember that first joyous time he ran out to him and hugged him, said, family, man, this is my family, my bone and my bone, man. You know what I'm saying? They was like, yes, I get to see a part of my sister. And yeah, it's all merriment and stuff. He said it didn't look like that no more. The joy or the peace is really what it says. The peace or well-being was not on the face of him like it was before. So he was like, we got to get out of here. And so when he did that, he called his wives out to the field and talked to him, man. And then he went over and talked to them about how he had lived his life in integrity with their father. And so he was like, dude, everything I did well. He's like, you know that I served your father with all of my strength. And he says, and still your father is cheating me, deceived me, changed my wages, man. And he's like, and God has provided, though. It says that God would not allow bad to come to me from Laban, even when the deal I made about gaining the speckled and the spotted and the striped sheep and flocks, and that would continue. He was like, man, if you want, if it's striped, all the sheep striped. If it was speckled, all the sheep speckled, man. He's like, God bless me continually. And he's like, and still your father don't look at me like he used to, man. He's like, so God said he would be with me. God said he was going to be with me. And so we got to go, man. We got to get out of here. We got to return. I'm going back to the house, man. And he's trying to talk his wives into going, because I think he was afraid that they had some kind of connection with their father. But what did they answer? When they answered, they was like, man, what do we have to possess or for an inheritance in our father's house? He's like, man, he treated us like foreigners. Matter of fact, he sold us. And then the money that he sold us for, he ate up himself. He consumed himself. And he says, so now everything that God has delivered by his hand from Laban is now ours and our sons. He's like, this is what we are owed. We're with you. We're with you, Jacob. He says, so, hey, you do what what the Lord has called you to do. If God has told you to go back, man, then he's like, we going back with you. We going to ride with you. So what is this saying about God? Well, clearly it's saying that God is leading Jacob and he is giving him clear direction as to what to do. He says, rise and go. I'm going to be with you. Go back to the land of your father. Go back to the land where you were born. And so sometimes, man, I tell you what, we desire that so much, don't we? For God to just outright say these things. Well, I'm going to tell you what, in the application, man, there's some things that he outrightly says when he's leading us with clear direction that we should do. But that's what he's giving Jacob right now, this clear direction. But also he's present, man. It says that he is going to be with him. it's funny because it's just like part of the, it's just part of the story. It's like, go return to your land. I'm gonna be with you, man. It's because God is a present God. He's with us. And sometimes we don't feel it. And sometimes in the scripture, it doesn't mention it. It doesn't say, I will be with you. But we have to see that clearly God is with Jacob through all of this stuff as he continues to go through this turmoil, these trials, these afflictions. It repeats that statement. And so maybe an application is that we should be repeating or reminding ourselves in the mind that God is with us. Even sometimes when we don't see it or hear it or know it, it's just continue to remind ourselves that he is with us through all of this struggle or trauma or drama that you may be going through. Anyway, he's also faithful. He's fulfilling the promise. He finally gets to go home. We talked a little bit earlier, maybe in a couple episodes ago, where he was going home. Well, now it's happening. He's taking off. He's going home. What's this say about man? Well, it says we should follow God. As soon as he heard that and God announced to him to take off, go back to the land of his fathers, he did it. He just called his wives, told them it's time to go, let them know what's happening. But also, I think it talks about us leading our family. What Jacob was doing was speaking with his wives and talking to him about the situation that he was in. And then he was talking about how God was going to be with him. And he was talking about the affairs that were taking place between him and their father. And so he's communicating well, talking to them about why and the reason for them going back to his homeland, back to Beersheba. And so I think that's important for us as males is to lead our family, but also as family members to communicate to each other, to talk to each other, to speak with each other about the plights that are going on in our lives, man. Jacob was telling about the sorrows that was happening. And earlier we saw Rachel was talking about the sorrows that was happening in her life. And so communication is key in a relationship. And I think that's what it shows here in these scriptures. So how can we apply these truths to our lives, man? Well, first off, I talked earlier about leading, that God is leading us, man, and that he is giving clear direction. And we say now sometimes we're like, where's that clear direction at, man? What is God clearly saying that we need to do? Well, Jesus spoke on right before he left on the mountain saying that we should be making disciples. So that is a clear directive that we must do is be a witness to others about who Christ is, what he's done and what he is doing. Also, a clear direction is love your neighbor. God says that we should be loving each other. That should be the foundation. And he even says that should be the way in which others recognize that we are following Jesus is by our love for one another. So that is an important aspect that is clearly directed in the scriptures that we should do. And so I think that for application as well is that maybe we should look through the scriptures, check it out and see what has been explicitly told of us to do and then start doing that. Walk that out in our life. And then finally, I think that we should remind ourselves that God is with us. He is, man. At all times, even when it looks like the sun is behind the clouds and the eclipse is coming up and there's going to be the moon is going to cast a shadow over the sun and it's going to look like the sun, there is no sun. It's going to be dark. I've heard it's going to be crazy for animals and all this stuff. I'm excited to see what happens because it talks so much about things like that in the apocalyptic scriptures. But in any case, man, it's going to look like the sun is gone. But guess what? It's still there, brothers. It's still there, sisters. So in the same way, let's remind ourselves that God, even when it seems dark, even when it seems like the eclipse, that God is still with us. I appreciate you guys for listening, and I will see you in the next episode.